Thank you, Dan. About 838 and low 60s throughout the Deltaplex.
A little chilly out there, though.
Just a little bit. Is it still wet? I didn't get out.
Yeah, it's so wet. Maybe it's chilly my old age. You know, the older you get, the colder you get.
And we just spoke with Wynn Trafford a little bit ago about the Pine Bluff City Council and their meetings, I guess their committees, recommending that EASY, the ambulance service here for Pine Bluff, be. I think they've been working on contracts for a few years. He's thinking about they're trying to maybe extend that to do 10-year contracts. And Josh Bishop, the CEO of EASY, is with us on the phone. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it. And tell me, I mean, I would think that you would like to have the contract extended and be in a longer term. Is that correct?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it just makes the business side of things a whole lot easier for the company when we go to finance new equipment or new real estate, to know we have some long-term stability and that these contracts aren't up for, you know, bid every 5 years. It just helps out the company being able to finance different things and serve the citizens of Pine Bluff with the most up-to-date technology and medical supplies we can get.
Well, Greg and I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your 50 years of service here in the Pine Bluff area.
I appreciate it. We're very, very proud. We've been headquartered here that whole time, and that's never going to change. And we are fully integrated into the city of Pine Bluff and really the whole county, but we're proud to call Pine Bluff our home.
Of course, you do have big facilities. I mean, what, the old smart buildings? I mean, you have a pretty big investment there. Where else do y'all serve besides Pine Bluff?
Well, we have, let's see, just in the county, we have a contract in Whitehall. We also have, I usually go by city names, even though they're usually county contracts, but Star City, Warren, Ryzen, England, and DeWitt.
But your headquarters is right there in the old smart buildings in Pine Bluff. You have like two or three of the buildings, if I recall correctly.
That's correct. Yeah, y'all have been out here before. We bought three of the old smart buildings here on both sides, on 5th and 6th. And we're headquartered to everything. All our billing offices here, our dispatch, everything is run out of the operations here in Pine Bluff for the whole company.
So didn't y'all just renew the how long was it that ago when the five-year term was extended from the city of Pine Bluff?
It was, I'd have to look up the, I want to say September of 2018, I believe, was when that one was redone.
Well, what about your other, you talked about Whitehall, obviously is within Jefferson County, but you talked about Lincoln County and Cleveland County. Is it similar in those other locations as it is in Pine Bluff with 5 years, or do you have other longer contracts with those places?
They all vary in length of in the length of the term, but the one thing all of the other contracts have in common that Pine Bluff did not was they have a self-renewing clause, so that basically as long as everybody's happy, nothing changes. Once the day one ends, it just picks up a new term the next day, and that's been a big help to get that language added to the current new contract as well.
All right. Well, we just talked to Wynn Trafford. It sounds like the city council's on board, and it sounds like you're going to be on board if they want to do that. So hopefully everything will just be smooth. When do you anticipate all this getting done?
That's a good question. After the meeting yesterday, I took away that the two committees that I was a part of the meeting yesterday would recommend it at the next city council meeting, which will be, I think he said, the first Monday in May. So I guess in a perfect world, maybe they'll get it done that particular night. So that'd be great if we could make that happen.
All right, Josh Bishop with Emergency Ambulance Services. Appreciate you jumping on with us this morning, Josh.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, that's good stuff.